From Wise Mentoring is the Wise Guys podcast, a show about accounting and bookkeeping practice owners and the many stories, lessons, and tips from their experience of transitioning from a time-poor practice to a business that runs without them. I hope you enjoy and subscribe.
One of the fundamental accelerators in terms of building a business that runs without you is mapping the withdrawal journey. And that's typically where we start with most of the firms we work with. It's where we start in our Wise Vault journey as part of the 18 steps that everyone has access to in the Wise Vault. It's one of the most important pillars in building your business, Ed. So I was hoping you might start us off with just a little bit of reflection and insight for the benefit of everyone listening in today. Well, you've worked hands-on with a lot of practice owners in the last 12 months. Scattered across the world, and just wanted to get a glimpse into what's been happening on the inside four walls of those meetings. What are the trends? What are the things you've been seeing, and anything you'd like to share with the group for the benefit of their own journey?
Sure. Thanks, Breton. For me personally, the thing that's most rewarding is obviously seeing the firms improve and get better. And, you know, there's a lot of pain out there where people are working very long hours and putting in, you know, a lot of hard work, and they're not getting a return on the hard work they're putting in, or, you know, it's taking them away from their family, and other things have been hurt by the hours they're putting in. The greatest thing for me is just seeing how they're improving and changing lives and the systems they're putting in. And, you know, and I, you know, Jamie went from, you know, when I first worked with him, working 60, 70, 80 hours a week, couldn't take holidays and couldn't even spend time with the family. When he was on holidays, he was answering emails and emailing. And today his business is three times bigger than what it was, and he no longer works in it. So that brings me a lot of satisfaction when I see firm owners who follow the Wise way and they're getting the same results and outcomes. You know, it's life-changing. So for me, that's the greatest reward that I get out of it. What I see in firms when we work, it's always the same. It's around people. You know, I've often said that people are our greatest challenge, but they're also our greatest asset. And most of us grew up, if you like, in the grinding role. And as an owner of a business, we have to know how to manage, but we were never taught to manage. Part of the reason why it's so difficult is because of structure, you know, and you need to have structure. You know, and I use this analogy when, you know, have you ever seen little five-year-old kids play soccer? You know, they're all chasing the ball. Like there's 20 of them or 22 of them on the field and they're all chasing the ball. There's no structure in place. But then, you know, as they get older, they have, you know, teams. Like you've got a goalie, you've got a fullback, you've got the wingers, you've got the forwards. And then they start playing their positions. The next stage is you find people who are suitable for those positions. So you don't put a winger in a goalie position, a goalie in the winger position. So you've got to build structure for staff to work within, and then you've got to place them in the right role so that they're working in their flow. And if they're working in their flow, then they're really happy and they're really productive. And accounting firms run flat teams where they're just focusing on the productivity. And they just want to throw more bodies at the workload, and it doesn't work. It's a lot more sophisticated than that. So, yes, working with the firms, it's around people, but people is around structure, because when people work for you, you know, they can do the work, but they need you to lead them. And you've got to put these structures in place so they know, you know, what they're supposed to do. And then you've got to fit them in their flow. So they're working within in their flow, not working against their flow. So a grinder often can't be a minder. And if you promote a grinder to a minder, then you're going to have problems. And sometimes even with training, you know, you just can't change the leopard spots. So you've got to understand all the HR issues. You've got to understand all the structure issues. And you're the coach, and, you know, and you can't jump on the field and play the game, then take out a, you know, do the job of the player and jump in there because they're not doing it properly. You've got to either train them to play their position properly, or you find a new player and you don't jump in there and take their position. And I see people do that all the time. You know, like, it's quicker if I just do it myself. So they do it themselves. So Yeah, it's around people mainly and systems and processes. And you've got to develop those systems. And that's what WISE does. It's already all developed. It's tested. It works. It's been tested for many, many years and it works. And you just got to implement it. That's all the challenges ahead for most practices.
Tim, I wouldn't mind getting some insights from you, if you don't mind sharing, both as a mentor working with firms as well over the last 12 months, but, you know, internally at Causebrooks with your own practice. Any particular highlights or insights that stand out from your mentoring meetings throughout the year?
Just the importance of knowing what you want to get out of the business. We begin with the end in mind and everyone wants different things out of it. And so it's really important to step back. This is probably a good time of the year to do it, to step back another year down the drain and just think about, is this getting me closer to my goal or what is my goal? And just take stock. It's very, very crazy and hectic in this industry. So it's really good every now and then. And we do that monthly board meetings I do as well. And it's a really good example of why they're really good, because it forces you to take some time out each month to think about those quad B and those bigger picture things. That would be key. Also just documenting everything you do. It's impossible to delegate and withdraw unless you document how to do things in the first place. Don't wait until you get the process perfect. It's never perfect. Often I don't realize where the problems are in a process until we start the documenting process. So yes, that's another one that sounds really simple. Jamie bangs on about that one a lot, but we've seen huge benefits from doing that this year. And we're going to do a lot more of it in the year to come.
Great. Thomas, anything from your side of things at TMS or again from the mentoring you've been doing with firms throughout the year?
Yeah, I actually have my own board meeting with Ed this afternoon. So I have to report in the same way other people report to us. The greatest thing was being able to hone all the structures in so that reporting it through the Fab 5 KPI allows you to just tell so much from these KPIs. And when the structure's in place, it's easier to captain the ship through the Fab 5 than if it was like this chaotic marketplace that's going on, because people are just honed in around that. And that's what I found this year with firms was, it's all, like Ed said, it's about the people, a lot of recruiting, a lot of team designing, restructuring, evaluating people, whether they belong in the right role or not, so that they can start honing themselves around targets. And that's been a highlight of that year.
Yeah, it's a really good point you touch on there, because, you know, if we look at the Fab 5 and within the WISE Hub, but the Fab 5 dashboard, which is the driving KPIs of the practice, it does take time to implement. It's another one of these things. It's a quad two activity that does take investment, not only from the practice owner, but getting the right people in place in order to fill the data points and things like that. But once it is in place, it's just such a fantastic tool to be able to have an oversight and manage from bottom up, as you would say, Ed, and keep your finger on the pulse of the health of the practice. So encourage everyone, if you don't have your WISE Hub and your Fab 5 set up, to put that on your project list, because it's just a brilliant tool. Ed, anything to comment on there?
Yeah, when we run our business without the Fab 5, you know, there was always a challenge getting the client managers to take ownership. But as soon as we put the Fab 5 in, it just changed. They changed from being an employee to being an employer. Focus on the bottom line. They'll focus on growing the business. Because, you know, we pay a bonus based on the Fab 5 and we track their numbers. And all of a sudden, a client manager who used to say, no, I don't want any more new clients. I've got enough. I've got too much work. No, I don't want to outsource it. I'll just, you know, train someone locally. And to now, you know, give me more clients and to, you know, let me find someone, an outsource person, because, you know, it allows their teams to be more profitable. And then therefore they get a bigger bonus. It changes their attitude. And then all of a sudden they're running the business, which is what I call management from bottom up, rather than you doing it by brute force from top down. You know, they're taking you forward. So instead of dragging a horse to water, you know, you're not only leading the horse to water now, but the horse is, you know, taking you to the water without any effort on your side. So that's what the Fab 5 did for me or my team. So I encourage everyone to, you know, get the Fab 5 going and utilize the Fab 5 as it should be used as a tool to ensure that the five parts of your business is nice and healthy. So it's all on one page. I just look at it in one page and I know my turnover is going up, my profits are good per team. I know the cash flow is there. I know that the clients are happy because we've got a NPS, a net promoter score that measures the client's happiness, and NPS that measures the staff's happiness. So staff happy, clients are happy, money in the bank, you know, profits are there, turnover going up. all on one page. And so you feel in control without needing to be controlling, because you don't want to be controlling, you just want to be in control.
Thanks for tuning in. If you liked this episode, please remember to subscribe and leave us a 5-star review. For more practical, wise tips on how to build a business that runs without you, head over to wisementoring.com/podcast to download a free copy of the Accountant's 20-Hour Workweek Playbook. We've included a link in the show notes below. See you on the next episode.